VOA Learning English, this is the Economics Report in Special English. The Ethiopian government and the United Nations Development Program, UNDP, have launched a 3-year program in the African country. They plan to train over 200,000 entrepreneurs. Government and UNDP officials say the businesses set up by these men and women could create more than 1 million jobs in Ethiopia. The country's Minister of Urban Development and Construction, Mekuria Haile, says the thinking or mindset of many Ethiopians needs to be changed.
In spite of looking for jobs and living as employees, to challenging their aptitudes to become social and economic entrepreneurs who will create jobs for others, viable and competitive enterprises that would become the backbone and foundation of the country's industrial growth and transformation.
The Ethiopian government and the UNDP are interested in both people wanting to set up businesses and small and medium-sized companies. The development program is based on 4 main beliefs: institutional development, entrepreneurship development training, business development services, and partnerships. Eugene Uwusu works in Ethiopia for the UN agency. He says the 4 beliefs deal with the issues entrepreneurs face in the country.
More needs to be done to create a more conducive environment to allow businesses to thrive. The labyrinth of bureaucratic controls, lack of access to credit, a convoluted logistics system, amongst others, all require priority attention.
Ethiopia is one of the world's fastest growing economies, but out of 187 countries on the UNDP's Human Development Index, it is far back at 174. Human development has improved by 32% in Ethiopia over the last 20 years, yet almost one-third of the people live in poverty. Ethiopia is Africa's second most populous country after Nigeria. Its Prime Minister, Haile Mariam Desalegn, says creating jobs for young people is a must because a majority of the nation is under the age of 25.
As much as our huge youth population can be a source of strength and growth, it could also be a source of vulnerability and social tension unless we are in a position to offer job opportunities that can absorb this huge chunk of our population.
One of the first trainees to complete the program is marketing entrepreneur Azep Asifa. She says the training helped her improve her business skills as she learned to work on her weaknesses.
I have a weakness in networking, and I have a weakness in risk-taking and persistence. So the techniques which have been given for us to improve such things help me.
And now that Azeb Asifa is a graduate, she and her classmates are expected to train others. The program will cost $26 million. The UNDP has supplied only $6 million. The UN agency and the Ethiopian government say they will come up with the rest of the money. And that's the Economics Report in Special English. I'm Milagros Ardine.